An unmitigated human rights disaster. That is how the nonprofit group Human Rights First describes the effect of the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico program. Last month, the Biden administration ended it after several court challenges. That policy forced more than 70,000 migrants to stay in Mexico as they requested asylum, and many are still there today. Julia Neusner traveled to Mexico recently to hear their stories. She is research and policy attorney with Human Rights First. Julia, welcome.
Thanks so much, Scott. It's great to be with you.
You have been visiting shelters in Tijuana this month, just south of San Diego. There are reports of migrants kidnapped, raped, beaten, unimaginable to read about this. What did you see at the border?
Yeah, I was in Tijuana speaking to people who had been returned under the Remain in Mexico program just a few weeks ago and for a longer time in the spring. And some of what I heard was really just awful. Many of the people I spoke to know about the dangers of violent crime targeted at migrants in these border cities. Mm-hmm. So they really just try to avoid leaving the shelters. But sometimes they have to, for example, to get COVID-19 tests to be able to enter the United States for their immigration court hearings. So I spoke to two people who were assaulted and robbed outside their shelters while they left to get those COVID-19 tests. Mm. I spoke to another man who was kidnapped in Tijuana. He had a taxi driver had taken him to an abandoned house. He was held for ransom by an organized criminal group. And when he was being transported, he managed to escape out of a moving car. And he was then returned to Mexico again under the Remain in Mexico program. So he's just been terrified to leave the shelter he's in.
Yeah,
it's just really, really difficult for people to be stranded in Mexico with this uncertainty about their cases, unable to access legal information and representation and so much danger.
And let me just kind of back up and kind of ask you about the program now and how it's affecting people right now. This Remain in Mexico program began during the Trump administration, which meant migrants coming from Mexico had to stay there until their asylum court hearings in the United States. Do we know about how many migrants are still in Mexico and what their general daily life conditions are?
Yeah, there are many people still in Mexico. The Biden administration terminated the Remain in Mexico policy, and it has started to process in most of the people, the 7,000 people who were returned under that program. However, it has not processed all of them. There are still some waiting. We estimate more than 1,000. And the way it works is people have court dates already scheduled when they're put into the program. So for some of those people, their court dates are in October, November. So they just have to wait in danger until that time. In addition, a number of people have been ordered removed in absentia, almost 75% of the cases.
What does that mean, removed in absentia?
Removed in absentia means the person fails to appear for their hearing and the judge orders them removed while they are absent from their hearing.
Okay.
And often people are absent from their hearing because, for example, they've been kidnapped. We've heard of at least four cases of this under the Biden administration, and the number is certainly higher. Others have serious medical emergencies forcing them to be hospitalized rather than go to their hearing. I know of at least one person in that situation.
And for those who are still there, what are their most important needs? Food or shelter or legal representation?
For those who are still there, I think it's also important to mention that there are tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers due to a different policy. So people who were not subjected to Remain in Mexico, but who are stranded in Mexico because of Title 42 pandemic restrictions on the border, which is still in place under court order. So there is no access to asylum at ports of entry. People encountered between ports of entry, depending on their nationality, Central Americans and Mexicans can be returned to Mexico. People of other nationalities can be returned to their home countries.
Okay. And just trying to make sure I understand as far as the policy, with perhaps more than 1,000 persons under the Remain in Mexico program still there, are we still waiting for the Biden administration to announce what happens next? How to bring those people over?
That's right. So these people who were stranded in Mexico, those people are still waiting in Mexico without any plan announced as to how they may be able to reenter.
All right. And finally, Republican state officials, governors have said they want to bring remaining Mexico back. Is there a chance that could happen?
Unfortunately, there is a chance. The states of Texas and Missouri have amended their complaint in the case that went up to the Supreme Court and are asking the Biden administration again be blocked from winding down this policy and forced to reimplement it. We are expecting a decision from a district judge in Texas really any day now. So we are hoping that that the administration won't be reordered to reimplement the policy, but that is a very real possibility.
Julia Neusner is research and policy attorney at the nonprofit Human Rights First. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you.